This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
92.5 WBEE, Rochester's New Country. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. And we're talking about wills. I saw this article, Warren Buffett, one of the GOATs, greatest of all time investors. And he's like, hey, wills, share it with your kids what's in it and who's going to get what. So you have time to explain it to them so there's no arguments afterwards when they are surprised with the will.
This texter saying, guess what? Even if it's on paper, money and possessions bring out the ugly side in people, even the ones close to you. That's what I witnessed with my mother and her two brothers. These guys, my whole life, like you would think my grandparents were like wealthy. They didn't have much. Why are you guys arguing over things? Made my siblings and I swear to each other. I don't care what happens. That will never happen to us ever. It's just money. It's just stuff. We're siblings and we love each other too much. So you are absolutely right there.
This texter saying, I read a will once that had a clause in it. If anyone try to dispute my will, you'll get nothing. Your share will be split between the remaining siblings.
Ooh.
Oh, so you can put clauses in.
Yeah, that's a clause. That's a mic drop clause right there.
Guess y'all, what?
Y'all behave, okay?
You're going to bed with no dinner. That's what's going to happen to you.
I'm really helping my kids. There's not a lot left. I'm helping them more in their young adulthood life.
I get what you're saying. There's nothing left. There's nothing to split.
And so probably the biggest thing would be my wife's wedding ring, which is very nice. And just, hey, you guys need the money? Sell it, hawk it, whatever. Split it three ways. Got the three kids.
Don't bury her in it?
Nope. She'd rather help. No, we talked about that.
Yeah,
she'd rather help her kids.
Don't bury her in the ring?
Yeah.
Well, I've already discussed it as well. With my children and my exquisite salt and pepper shaker collection that I've acquired over the years.
What collection?
My salt and pepper shakers. I have one for every season. It's very eclectic. Some of them are quite rare. Others are just joyous to have on the table. I said, look, kids, don't fight over this.
Please don't.
Don't.
Salt and pepper shakers.
Listen, you can have the Puritans that I have on the table at Thanksgiving. All right.
Do you have a number that's divisible by three? A number of salt shakers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you now buy them in threes? Like, okay, if I want to add to the collection, I have to get three, so it'll still be equally divisible.
Wow. Did you know she had these lawyer skills, these litigation skills?
I break it up by holidays, okay? Yeah. And then, of course, just the overall Elvis ones. Yeah. Like, I got enough of those for all three kids. So please don't fight, kids.
No.
Don't fight ever over all of my amazing possessions.
I'm just curious now, what was the craziest thing you got in a will
made
others jealous, but you got it? Was it a salt and pepper shaker? Really? Salt and pepper shaker. You're going to put that in the will. Which
kid
gets
what? I find them amusing. It's become a thing in my house.
Okay.
And I buy them, and they're always great and goofy. Mm-hmm. And this texter goes, hey, TJ, there's a salt and pepper museum in Tennessee. I believe it's in Gatlinburg. And I Googled it. Thank you. These are awesome. There's so many salt and pepper shakers. I mean, there's all sorts of vegetable ones, but my favorite, I got to get my hands on these. It's like one, the salt looks like a wrestler, and the other one, the pepper, is he's picking up a wrestler like a suplex.
Wow.
So it sits at the top.
So you're planning your next vacation to the Salt and Pepper Museum. Wow.
I gotta get the Rubik's Cubes one. I mean, they're awesome.
Well, and you can do a twofer on this trip to Gatlinburg. That's where the Bean Museum my dad went to is. Go to the Bean Museum. Go to the Salt and Pepper Museum.
I have so much to do.
What has happened to the show this morning? We are booking vacations to the weirdest, most unusual, bizarre museums. Hang on, let me bring it back around. Let me bring it around.
All right.
If you're just waking up, you had to go to bed early. You missed out. Our guy got the MVP.
That's right. Josh Allen, like, we've already made him MVP, definitely. But now the world agrees he's MVP.
It's official.
There you go.
All right, how to bring the show back around.
Maybe I'll get Josh Allen salt and pepper shakers. Oh, him and Haley. I'm going to work on that.
Kelsey Ballerini, she's everywhere right now. Hole in a bottle. She's on The Voice, replaced Reba. Reba left her a note in a dressing room and a tiara. You're going to do great.
Aww.
Wear this proud tiara. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Reba's fancy like that. She really is.
See what you did there.
And to your B-Morning Coffee Club, Hope, you actually went to Buffalo last night and saw her concert. How was it?
It was great for about 25 minutes.
25 minutes? That's a short concert.
She came out, performed, went down into the stage, what I thought was going to be for an outfit change. And then stage manager comes out and he's like, hey, Kelsey's too sick to perform the rest of the show. We'll let you know what we're going to do as far as rescheduling refunds. And we'll get back to you.
Oh, wow. That's it. Yeah.
And so, what was the reaction of everybody?
Everyone in my section thought it was a joke.
Yeah, they just stood there like, wait, what?
Well, and he was like, stand by. So everyone's waiting. And okay. Then nobody was leaving. And he comes back out and he's like, no, show's officially done. Like, turn the lights on.
Dang.
Closing time.
Hang on, I just got a fresh beer. What's going on here?
Yeah, right?
Did she sound sick? Did she look sick?
She had said that she was sick. Auto-tune was cranked up a little bit for some of the songs. So she said that her body was feeling at 100%. She had tranquilized herself with DayQuil the day before. but her voice wasn't at 100%. So she was like, please help me sing along. And it can be dangerous to sing when you're sick. So I think somebody was just like, we gotta stop.
Because I like her. I'm a fan of Kelsey Ballerini. So did you get a refund walking out? How does that work?
So I got an email about midnight that the show had been rescheduled for April. So if anyone wanted to go last night and they couldn't go that day or whatever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back in April.
And then your tickets will be good to use.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, wait a second. You came in late. How did you come in late this morning if it was only a half show?
Well, you told her she could.
Well, I did, but I thought she was going to be there for the full concert with Update. It was a half show.
Well, you know I'm the queen of leaving concerts early so that I don't have to sit in traffic. Well, everyone was leaving at the same time. So me and my friends, we all went out to the bar to have a drink while we waited for traffic to get out.
See, Bo, she's in her 20s. They went to the bar.
All right.
Close to the Key Bank?
Yeah, right across the street.
Cool.
So everybody went there. Was it like a continuation of the concert they had hoped for?
Yeah, the bartenders very quickly realized what had happened, switched the playlist to all Kelsey Ballerini songs. So we're all hanging out, singing in the bar. And then everyone starts screaming.
What? Screaming? Did something bad happen? What happened?
They were screaming so much, I thought Kelsey was walking into said bar. They were all so excited. Nope, it was that Josh Allen had won MVP.
Oh!
Even better, Josh won!
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah.
People were like, okay, the concert cut short.
So
okay.
It sounds like it was fun anyways. Yeah. It wasn't like a total. You had some fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you have any good openers?
Oh, the opener was my favorite part. We'll get into that next.
All right, cool. In case you missed it last night, we got you covered. Head on over to 92.5 WBEE on Facebook. It's Josh Allen. Yes, the MVP. His acceptance speech, though, blew me away. Like, he was so humble. He thanked so many people. Never stumbled or bumbled. Like, he was flowing in his speech. It really is that good.
Yeah. And the end of it, I'm just giving you a heads up. Bills fans, be ready to see this on a t-shirt that all of us are going to be wearing. The end says, be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills.
I'd buy it.
Be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills.
Yes.
Quote, end quote, from our Joshy.
Yeah.
T-shirts, I guarantee, by today.
All right. We need to make some calls. I want one right now. Double X, please. That's going to be great on the shirts. Getting ready for the weekend. Shania Twain always putting us in a good mood. And she was involved with the Kelsey Ballerini show last night.
Was helping getting the party started. But she wasn't at the concert. It was the DJ playing her. And everyone immediately jumped up, was singing and dancing, pumped to hear some Shania.
There you go. Good DJ there. Knows what the crowd wants. And unfortunately, you just gave us a heads up. You went up to Buffalo last night. Kelsey said she was sick. She tried to perform, only made it halfway through. The concert got rescheduled, but it did end abruptly. But you still had a good time because of the opener, huh?
Yes. Marin Taylor, she actually came through to one of our ladies' nights at Grappa. She performed. Huge Bills fan. Came out. Bills sequin jersey with her name on it. The number 23. Because she performed at the Bengals-Bills game in 2023. She did the national anthem. Fell in love with Bills Mafia.
There you go.
Yeah.
She her song, Make You Mine, we played over the summer. And she was at Grappa. She performed. Ladies of Country.
Yes.
That was really cool. When we do these kind of events and bring in these new up-and-coming artists, get a chance to get out.
Yeah.
And see them. She's pretty cool. So she opened the show, Bills Mafia.
And then, you know how a lot of openers will do covers if they don't have that many singles of their own? She did the Shout song.
Oh, she did? Touché to her.
Well done.
Well done. And we've been talking about it all morning. Josh Allen has become
our MVP, most valuable player.
And it's really cool what he said on stage, his acceptance speech. Check it out on our Facebook, 92.5 WBEE. It was actually a really cool event last night. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, you didn't realize it. He has become part of the Bills Mafia.
Josh Allen is in the house, Bills Mafia. Hey, Josh. Damn, the Patrick Mahomes curse. But look, don't worry, Josh. I know some people that know some people that got to hook up with the men in stripes. So holler at me, and I'll take care of you.
Even he's saying the referees.
Like, the boys in stripes.
Yeah.
Holler at me. I'll hook you up. And of course, Josh didn't, you know, he just sat there and didn't respond because you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Josh is a classy guy.
Yes, he is.
But he's also our MVP. So we're not in the big game Sunday, but we started off the weekend pretty good with him winning MVP.
Is it a big game? Is it?
Yeah. It's just a game.
It's a so-so.
Yeah.
It's a quote-unquote game.
You're still not watching?
I'm boycotting, as is every Bills fan that I've texted with this morning who's texted into the show.
All right. And
they're going to be in movie theaters all over the area. You're going to see them in grocery stores. We're going to be shopping, and we're going to be doing everything but watching network TV.
All right. What else are you going to be doing if you're boycotting? That'd be a B-E-E. Chris Stapleton, I believe, did one of the best national anthems ever at the big
totally
game.
Totally agree.
I love his. Sometimes when I'm a little down, I just thought, let me put this on. Let me get Chris to pump me up. He is that good. Many are not even going to hear the national anthem this year because they're boycotting the game. What are some Bills Mafia fans going to do instead?
Well, one of my friends is heading to see Wicked. Starts exactly at 6:30, which is when kickoff is. And the movie lasts 3 hours. So,
all right.
They think the theater did that on purpose for anyone who is boycotting.
And that's a Tinseltown, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. That's a great option. I feel like we should just up the ratings of another network television show.
Which
to
one?
Really show the networks. No, we don't want to watch that, but we'll watch TV. I looked. ABC has like 3 hours of Celebrity Jeopardy. And it starts at 7 o'clock. So just start at 7 o'clock and watch Celebrity Jeopardy right up till 10 p.m.
Okay. Things
That's others, what I say. It's, oh my gosh, it's the best rated Celebrity Jeopardy we've ever had.
Things others are doing instead of watching a big game. Bills Mafia fans are boycotting. Victoria from Greece says, I'm going to go on my social and start deleting people that are rooting for the other teams. If you're not Bills Mafia, delete. Wow. She's getting real. Imagine that. You don't like the Bills? You like the Eagles or the Chiefs, you might be deleted from Victoria's. That's what she.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.